That's over. I think they did it. That's the Pets. And a song called Chihuahua, or actually Chihuahua. And believe it or not, I was actually thinking of Jimmy Rogers when that record was playing, because we heard Jimmy Rogers' dogs at the beginning of last week's show. So maybe that's an appropriate opening record, Chihuahua by the Pets. I'm Ronnie Allen, and this is the show with no name, and we have a couple of name recording acts on this show, both of whom had number one hits. So we're going to get to it right now. I'm going to let you hear a little bit of one of those number one hits.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Yeah, Chapel of Love, back in the mid-60s, the year was 1964, everybody in the country was singing that song, along with the Dixie Cups. And I have on the phone with me, I hope, Barbara and Rosa Hawkins of the Dixie Cups. Are you there?
Yes, we are.
Very good. Well, it is a pleasure to have you on the show, and we're going to have a half an hour to play not only that recording, but also some of your other big hits. Barbara, you were not originally the Dixie Cups. You had a different name. Is that correct?
That's correct. When we were discovered in New Orleans, we were the Meltones when we left New Orleans and went to New York.
How did you become the Dixie Cups?
We had to change our name because Meltones was not catchy enough. We were given a lot of suggestions, but we came up with Dixie Cups because we're from the land of Dixie, and in the 60s, a lot of the groups had ornamental names like Rolling Stones and Animals and such. So we thought Dixie Cups was catchy, so okay. That's who we are.
Let me ask this to Rosa. The Dixie Cups consisted of you and your sister Barbara, who we just heard, and who was the third Dixie Cup at that time?
Delmarie Johnson.
So you were a trio.
Correct.
I understand that Joe Jones, who did the recording You Talk Too Much, played a big part in your early career. Could you tell us a little bit about Joe and what he did for you?
We
got together for a talent show. There's a local school that was in New Orleans, St. Augustine High School, and they had a talent show every year open citywide to anyone that wanted to participate. So we got together for that talent show, more or less for fun than to try and pursue a career out of it. But Joe was in the audience, and he heard us, but he didn't know how to get in touch with us. So one of the young ladies that he did get in touch with was a friend of Barbara's, and she called Barbara and asked her to go to Joe's house for the interview because he had contacted her, and when he saw Barbara walk into his house, he said, "You were with the group that had on the green dresses. I had a circle, and I was going to try to get in touch with you, and I wanted to come and speak to you guys and speak to your mother." So that's basically how we met Joe Jones.
He was a good man to know, obviously. When you first heard the song, Chapel of Love, did you hear it from the songwriters? Was it in the style that you eventually did it in, or did you do it in your own style?
No, we did it in our... This is Barbara. We did it in our own style. Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich are the writers, and they sang it for us. And when they sang it, we said, "We don't like that song." So they say, "Okay." So I ask, I say, "Well, can we do it our way?" And they said, "Yes, what do you want to do with it?" So we went off in the corner for a little while and sang it and came up with it the way it is.
Boy, I am glad that they didn't get insulted and go to somebody else and find another group.
I'm glad because we found out years later that the song had been recorded by two other vocal groups, the Ronettes and the Crystals. Of course, at the time we heard the song, we didn't know that. We came up with it the way it is.
I think everybody is waiting to hear it right now. The Dixie Cups and Chapel of Love.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Actually, Barbara and Rosa, I was singing along with that, but I stopped just in the nick of time, so my audience didn't hear it.
We heard you.
You heard me. Shucks. All right. Barbara and Rosa of the Dixie Cups joining me for tonight's Show with No Name. And I'm Ronnie Allen, just in case anybody is wondering who I am. Before I go any further, let's mention the website. What is your website? Because I may forget if I don't do it right now. The Dixie Cups website.
Okay, it's thedixiecups.org, O-R-G.
Thedixiecups.org, O-R-G.
The Dixie Cups is one word, thedixiecups.org.
The is very important. Okay, what movies was Chapel of Love in? Barbara, you want to take a crack at that one?
Yeah, Full Metal Jacket, Father of the Bride, Betsy's Wedding, and it's used annually in the NBC Network Summer Wedding. And it was also in a commercial at Publix food stores in Florida for their wedding department.
Wow, that's a lot of places. And it is one of the most enduring number one songs of the rock era, without any doubt. Let's go right to People Say. This was the follow-up, and any very quick story you could tell about this in like about 20 seconds, either of you?
No, it was just another song that they gave us, and we say, okay, we'll just do it.
We liked it. I like that one.
So you decided that you weren't going to complain about this one, you were just going to do it.
Right.
Let's listen to it right now. This is People Say.
Don't you ever leave me sad and blue. Tell me we are through. Don't you ever hurt me if you do. Everything they're saying will be true. People say.
I don't care what the people say. That is the Dixie Cups, or those are the Dixie Cups, and People Say. I'm Ronnie Allen, along with Barbara Hawkins and Rosa Hawkins, two of the three Dixie Cups. Who is the other Dixie Cup that is presently performing with you?
Her name is Athelra Neville. She's the sister to the Neville brothers, and she's like our extended family member.
Very good. So let's give her a repeat her name one more time. Shout it out loud.
Athelgra Neville.
A-T-H-E-L-G-R-A.
Correct.
Neville.
Correct.
And you are telling it like it is.
Correct.
You, you got that. Did everybody else get it? Okay.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, Aaron Neville had a huge record called Tell It Like It Is back in the 60s. And people still sing that, and it was covered by other people.
Right.
You remain very close to the Neville brothers, right?
Yes, we are very close. Art Neville will tell you we got started in his living room because after we did the talent show, we did background for him until we went to New York to record.
We're going
to
move to a song called Little Bell, and this was a nice little song. Rosa, you want to take a crack at Little Bell? Anything in particular about Little Bell that you remember or you'd like to share with us?
It was one of our favorites, and we liked it. The harmony was great on it, and we just had fun with it.
And it sounds a little bit different from Chapel of Love, and people say the tempo is a little bit different.
Yes, it is, but we still enjoyed it, and that was just another part to exploit how we could come together as a group and harmonize with no problem.
These are the Dixie Cups and Little Bell.
Somebody told him I haven't been true. He's gonna find somebody new. Little bell in the chapel rain. Little bell in the chapel rain. Little bell, won't you tell him he's the only one I love? I saw him the other day, and he told me goodbye. Said he heard I've been going out with some other guy. I loved him with all my heart, and I want him to know that I can't live without him. Won't you tell him so?
Little Bell in the Chapel. And the reason that they sung Little Bell in the Chapel is because they wanted to remind people that they also did Chapel of Love. That's like,
let's make
some more money, you know. Reminder, folks, we're the group that did Chapel of Love. So here's a reminder, in case you forgot, Little Bell in the Chapel. Iko.
Okay, that's a whole story there. Band was taking a break, and it was just the three of us in the studio, and this was something that we had been working on for a while. My grandmother taught us the song, so we started drumming on the chair. We used a Coke bottle, ashtray, drumstick, and an aluminum chair, and we sang the song. And Jerry and Mike were in the control room, and they say, "Hey, girls, can you do it again?" So we did, and that's how Iko was recorded. The only thing that was added later on was the calypso box where you hear the bomb, bomb, bomb. That's all that was added. And Iko broke in Europe before it did here in America.
What does Iko mean?
Iko is about what happened during the days of the Indians when they used to sit around the fire and smoke the peace pipe and talk. And it means whatever you want it to mean. You could be talking about your boyfriend, your husband, your whatever, your significant other. But it's just a fun song.
Who's the flag boy?
The flag boy is the person that goes out in front of the chief to make sure that everything is clear and that no one's there to harm him.
Good enough. We're going to listen to it right now, and then there'll be a surprise quiz after it, so listen very carefully. These are the Dixie Cups, and Iko Iko.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about here now, here now. Iko, Iko, ande. Yakumo fino, anane. Yakumo finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Iko, Iko, ande. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Yakumo finane. Talking about here now. Aiko, aiko, ande. Shagamo fino, anande. Shagamo finande. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about here now. Here now. Aiko, aiko, ande. Shagamo fino, anande. See that guy all dressed in green. Iko, Iko, ande. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Dragon Ball Finale. Talking about him now. Here now. Iko, Iko, ande. Dragon Ball Finale. Anande. Dragon Ball Finale. Talking about here now, here now. Aiko, aiko, ande. Jagamo fino, anande. Jagamo finane. Jagamo finane. Jagamo finane.
I heard a lot of secret words in the background there. I don't know what they're singing, folks, but I guess it's okay because the Dixie Cups would never record anything that was questionable, right?
That's right, never.
So,
let me say something about Iko. Iko has been in many movies. Will Smith used it in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It was in a movie Satisfaction, K-9, Rain Man, The Big Easy, Mission Impossible 2, Skeleton Key, and a lot of commercials. And it's also been recorded by the Neville Brothers, Bell Star, and Dr. John.
After that list, I was going to say a partridge in a pear tree.
And if there's anybody out there who's listening who wants to record it, then contact us. We'll hook you up.
And that record, Iko Iko, has everything in it but the kitchen sink. And if you ever re-record it, you're probably going to throw the kitchen sink into it, I'm sure.
Exactly, exactly.
Barbara and Rosa, this has been so much fun for me and hopefully for your fans. We're going to put this on our website, which is Jersey Girl Sing. JerseyGirlSing.com.
Right. And to the fans, we just want to say, thank you for being our fans for so long, and don't give up on us. We're going to be doing something hopefully soon. We still perform. We travel around the country and do performances, and if anybody's getting married and they want us to perform at their wedding, you can contact Ronnie. He'll get in touch with us.
Oh, really? You didn't tell me this in advance of the show, but that's okay. I'll be glad to get you bookings.
Okay.
Bookings for weddings and any event, folks. This has been a joy. We got a thank you song right now, which is very appropriate because you just said thank you. This is called Thank You Mama, Thank You Papa. Any thoughts about this song?
The song was written by Earl King for us, and this is the song that we sang when we went to New York and did our audition.
Well, it was a wonderfully successful audition. Barbara and Rosa, I wish you all the success in the world, and I hope I get a chance to actually see you in person sometime.
I hope so.
So we're going to leave everybody with the Dixie Cups right now doing, we're not leaving, stick around, we got Gogi Grant coming up next, so don't leave right now, but listen to the Dixie Cups doing this song, closing off the first segment of the show. This is called Thank You Mama, Thank You Papa.
Well, I thank you, Mama, and I thank you, Papa, for I was about to make a big mistake. At the first of the month, we would have cut a cake, and I'm glad you warned me before it was too late. We had a date, and he stood me up. So I went to the movie. but I was hurt when I saw him there. He was there with someone else. How did you know when he said he loved me so that he was lying? Yeah. Was it plain mother's lips or Papa thought of it? And I'm going.